Yes, that's what has pigs.
What about before she said pigs? What do you call it?
Gilt.
Okay. And what about, okay, talk about a boar, but what about a male that's been altered? What do you call him?
Well, they're males, and then some call them male and some call them boars. It's the same thing.
But what if he's been altered?
Well, he's just a hog.
Yeah. Do you ever talk about a stag or a...
An old stag, old sow, something like that.
Yeah. Or a bar?
A bar. Bar.
What's a bar?
Well, it's just an old hog, you know, been worked on.
Okay. Is there any other... Okay, you mentioned the expression worked on. Is there any other expression people would use to mean that?
Yes, there's some other name for that. I just can't call it right now. That ain't the right one. My husband does that kind of work.
Okay, is this bar?
He's one's done, you know, been fixed.
Yeah. Has he been fixed when he was young or?
Yeah, back to when they're young.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what if you wait until he's full grown and then do it?
He'd be a boy.
Yeah, but and then
they'd have to
work on it.
Mm, he'd have to work on it.
After he's already full grown. Uh-huh. Would you call him a stag then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The stiff hairs that a hog has on their back.
Huh.
You know those hairs that
Yeah, they have a lot of stiff hair all over them.
Yeah. What do you call them?
We called it hog hair.
Okay, what about another word for that?
I don't know.
What about
bristles?
Yeah.
Well, that's his hair sticking out.
Oh, that's the hair that
Yeah, still out. A hair, and they're getting mad, they're turning the bristles up.
Okay, what about those big teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for a hog?
A feeder and a trough.
Okay. So if you had three or four of these, you'd say I have three or four
hogs?
Or talking about trough. So I have three
feeders.
Or three or four
feeders?
Yeah, or using the word trough.
Yeah, hog trough.
Yeah, say I have three or four
hog trough?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
No, nothing but a wild hog.
Okay. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Oh, he just bawled his head.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
Well, she just bawled for food.
Okay. The cow bawls too?
Yeah, and all cattle bawled.
Okay. What about the noise that a horse makes?
They nickel.
Okay. Suppose you had some horses and cows and so forth, you'd say, if they were getting hungry, you'd say, well, I guess it's time to go out and feed the
cattle and horses.
Okay, would you have another word for that? It's time to go feed the the critters or the stock or...
Time to do up your chores, all right?
Okay. But you wouldn't use a word like stock, go out and feed the stock?
No, I just say feed the horses or feed the cows, whatever they're feeding.
Okay. Okay, a hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call her a...
Setting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep the hens?
Hen house.
Okay. What about a place for the little chicks to get in?
A coop.
Okay. You know, if you're eating chicken, you have this one bone like this, you know?
Pull a bone.
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
I don't know.
I mean, like you and I take them and we pull
them. Pull them and make a wish.
Yeah.
Wishbone, they call it.
Yeah. That's the same as a pull a bone?
Yeah, that's it. Wishbone, pull a bone, same thing.
What, do I win if I get the short end?
I think so.
The short end? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for the inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat?